Good evening, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here learning together tonight. Please continue to get food while we're learning. It will not disrupt. We had no sponsor tonight, so the shiur tonight was sponsored by Congregation Or Torah in honor of our learning. We do have a Thursday Night Live 2 weeks from tonight and 4 weeks from tonight. So we are looking for sponsors. What is the chus to sponsor the Limud of Torah of 20 to 30 people on a Thursday night?
So the next two,
do not have the sponsor. The next two, if anyone would like to sponsor. Yeah, I'm actually going to go in and talk to Sam. Maybe we'll get him to sponsor or do something, a little Turkish Torah. We'll do some Turkish Torah. I don't know. We'll find a tshuva written by a postage from Turkey. This past Tuesday, we're in Shul for Mincha, and this happens every time there's a leap year. There's confusion whether we say Tachanun or not, in a different minyanim, because Tuesday was Zayin Adar, and it was Zayin Adar Aleph. So usually when it's Safek Tachanun, you don't say Tachanun. That's generally the rule. There's something about Tachanun. Tachanun gets the raw end of the deal. People don't like Tachanun. I heard it once. This is totally, I'm getting off topic before we're even on topic. But someone once told me, and I asked Rav Eichenstein from the Rosh Yeshiva of Edison Yeshiva if he ever heard Rav Huttner say this. He said no, but he said it's actually a good line. That Rav Huttner once said that the reason a non-Jew never experienced real simcha is because he was never in shul on a Monday or Thursday and they said Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. So there was a debate about Tachanun, Zayin Adar, and the reason for that is because on a year there's a leap year. I don't want to say there's confusion, but there are a lot of issues which we go to Adar Aleph as the Iker, as the main Adar, and there are a lot of issues we go to Adar Beis as the main Adar, and we could spend an hour and a half just delving into that topic that we're not going to tonight. Just to show you, just a glimpse, if you look at the first two pages, you have, at first glance, a contradiction in the Ramah himself. Regarding Bar Mitzvah, if a person was born an Adar on a Shana Pshuta, on a non-leap year, and then 13 years later is a leap year, so when's his Bar Mitzvah? Adar Aleph or Adar Sheni? So Adar Sheni, the Ramah says, if you look in the bottom of Source 1, the Haggah, like the Shulchan Aruch first starts off with a great trivia, you could have a person born 28 days earlier than his friend and have his Bar Mitzvah later. Yeah. If one was born on Beis Adar and Chav Tes Adar Aleph and Beis Adar Sheni and then the Bar Mitzvah, okay, but the Ramah writes in the end of Source 1, Mishanoa ba'adar v'nasa bar mitzvah b'shnas ha'ibur eino nasa bar mitzvah adar sheni. The bar mitzvah would be an adar sheni. Then the Shulchan Aruch, all the way later on, and we mentioned this in Shul Tuesday night, Tav Kuf Samaches by Yurtzeit, there's a minhag brought in the Shulchan Aruch to fast on a Yurtzeit, which is an interesting topic for another time, which the person has Yurtzeit in Adar, and then it's a leap year, so which Adar should he fast? And if they're not going to fast, it also has ramifications for davening for the Amud and saying Kaddish. So which Adar should it be? So the Shulchan Aruch says Adar Sheni. Then the Ramah says, V'yeshomer, the end of first line, source 2, Yis'ane Barishon. You should fast of the Yurtzeit. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Hu Hadin, Kaddish, and davening for the Amud. Adar Rishon. He says, that's the Minog. And then he says, Chumra to do both. So when it comes to Bar Mitzvah, you got Adar Sheni. When it comes to Yurtzeit, you got Adar Rishon. There's a whole discussion about if a person has a Suras Hoda, a person was saved, something happened, they want to make a celebratory meal every year on the day that he was saved. So then there's a Machlokas also, Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. I'm only bringing this out to show that in a lot of areas, it's not clear which Adar is the key Adar. And with that in mind, I like to understand this coming Tuesday, which is Yud Dalet, Adar Rishon, what's known as Purim Katan. I will tell you, I asked around 30 people the last 3 days, what, because it just hit me three days ago, I didn't know, who coined that phrase, Purim Katan? It's not in the Gemara, it's not in the Rishonim on the Gemara. The earliest source I saw is a Maharil, who's a Rishon. He calls it Purim, I don't know why it's called Purim Katan, we'll see, it's not so Katan, as we'll see in a little bit. But it's interesting. If anyone has anything, please let me know where the name came from and why is it called Purim Katan. And we'll see. There's a big discussion. So let's start with the Gemara and Source 3. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, it's on Vav and Beis Megillah. Korinus and Megillah by either Korinus and Megillah by the Rishon, Vinis Abra Hashana. So back before they had the set calendars, they had Purim. They read the Megillah on Yud Dalet Adar or in Yerushalayim on Tesvav, and then afterwards they had leap year, so they have another Adar. So what do you do? So the Mishnah says Korin also by Adar Sheni. You should read the Megillah again in Adar Sheni. Ein Bein, and this is the start of all the Ein Bein Mishnayos in Megillah. Ein Bein Adar Rishon LaAdar Sheni. There is no difference between the first Adar and the second Adar. Ela Kriyas HaMegillah U'Matanos HaYonim. That's the only difference. Meaning, what does that mean? Those two things have to be done and can only be done in Adar Sheni. Everything else could be done in Adar Rishon. Only Mikra Megillah and Matanos LaYonim. Says the Gemara, Haladin Seder Parshios, but when it comes to the Dalet Parshios, Hashkalim and Zachar and Para and Achodesh, Zev is a Shavim. It could be in either month. We do it in the second month, as we'll see. So the Gemara asks, Mani Masnitzin, who's the author of our Mishnah? Lo Tanakam, Lord Be Elazar, Rav Yosi, Lord Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel. Our Mishnah doesn't seem to fit like either opinion, and we'll see these three opinions. Titania, it says in a Brisa, the second line of the second paragraph in Source 3. Karos HaMegillah Ba'adar HaRishon V'nis Abra HaShana Karos HaBa'adar Sheni She'kol Mitzvah She'nohagos B'Sheni Nohagos B'Rishon. Any mitzvah that should be in the second month could be in the first month, except for Mikra Megillah. What's missing on his list? Atonz of Yonim. So the Mishnah can't be him. The second opinion is Rabbi Elazar Reb Yossi in Karos HaBa'adar Sheni. No. Don't read to Megillah and Adar Sheni, Shekol Mitzvah Shem Hagus B'Sheni U'Hagus B'Rishon. Everything should be in Adar Rishon, even Mikra Megillah is Adar Rishon. So you have a machlokes. If you read Mikra Megillah and Adar Rishon, are you Yosei or not? And then Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel, Omer Mishim Reb Yosi, Af Koronos of Adar Sheni, Shekol Mitzvah Shem Hagus B'Sheni Einu Hagus B'Rishon. Okay, it's a big question of what's the difference between his opinion. The first opinion, the Gemara discusses that. We're not going to discuss that. V'shavin behesped ubetainis. A eulogy and a fast day are asurin b'zeh b'zeh. You can't fast or have a eulogy on either Yudal Adar Rishon or Yudal Adar Sheni. So you basically have two major opinions. A machlokes. Can you read Mikra Megillah on Adar Rishon? According to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, yes, you should read it in Adar Rishon. And according to Shimon Gamliel and the Tana Kama, you should not read Megillah in Adar Rishon. It has to be Adar Sheni. But both are of the opinion that a eulogy and fasting are usher on both days. And the question is, what's the reason for these two opinions? Why would you go with Adar Rishon for Megillah, and why would you go with Adar Sheni? Oh, so the Gemara actually doesn't say that. Chassam Sofer is going to ask that kasha. Why not? Take a look on the bottom. The next line. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'shneim mikra echad darshu. Both opinions get their position from the same pasuk. B'chol shana v'shana, the Megillah says. We should read the Megillah, b'chol shana v'shana. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi Savar, b'chol shana v'shana. Ma, kol shana v'shana, other samach l'shvat. Every year, what's Adar connected to? It's right after Shvat. So Afkan, Adar samach l'shvat. So if it's Adar samach l'shvat, which Adar is it? Adar Rishon. Rabbi Elazar Yossi, what's he going to say?
Nisan.
Afkan. Adar Samach Nisan. Okay, so why are you picking? Good. So the Gemara says, obviously there's got to be something more. Bishlama, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Mistaber Taima, the Eimavir and Elamitzvos. Oh, Eimavir and Elamitzvos. We don't pass over a mitzvah. So you have it. Yeah. You have an opportunity to do a mitzvah. Don't wait. Therefore, you should read Megillah on Adar Rishon. Elar Rishon Ben Gamliel my timer. So what is he? How does he counter? What is it? What Eim Avir and Al Mitzos? Amar Tebi Taimed Rishon Gamliel Mismach Geula LeGeula Adif. And Rashi explains that what's the Geula Geula? The Geula of Purim should be connected to the Geula of Pesach. I guess it's more of a Hidur Mitzvah when you put the good things together. It brings about a greater Pursume Nisa, a greater Kavo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if we connect the two Geulos. So you have two opinions. First opinion is either Rishon, because Eim Avir Na'al Mitzvos, and the second opinion is even though Eim Avir Na'al Mitzvos, Mismach Geula LeGeula Adif, but both opinions say that eulogizing and fasting are forbidden on both. And the question I'll ask you is, why should that be? Which Yudalit is Purim? And if you're going to say it's Adar Sheni, right? So then why can't you have a eulogy? And why can't you fast on Yudad Adar Rishon? I would say that it's totally insignificant. And if you can say it's Yudad Adar Rishon, it's on your Mikra Megillah and Tanos of Yonim, so then why can't you fast or have a eulogy on Yudad Adar Sheni? Why would there be an Isser on both? And more than that, what was the Purim story? Was it a leap year or not a leap year?
Regular year.
It was a regular, not a leap year.
No,
not a leap year. How do you know?
It said the month.
Well, if you're statistics,
it says,
you're.
No,
you're,
it says the month. It says on the Gila. Before
we check it, that's the month. Okay. Give me a minute.
If it was a leap year, it would obviously be whatever the first and the second would be.
So good. Keep that in mind. We're going to skip the Chassam Sohar and come back to a minute. So we have a Machlokes in the Gemara, whether Mikra Megillah and Matanos Lev Yonim are Yudad Adar Rishon or Yudad Adar Sheni. Again, in Mavir and Al Mitzvah is either Rishon, Mismach Gula is more important, Adar Sheni. Hespin and Tainus are also on both. Okay, turn to page 2. We have a big Machlokes Rishon about a Suda. It's page 3. I tried to figure out, if anyone knows how, in Microsoft Word, how to get the page numbers to start on page 2 so that the cover page doesn't have a number. You'll show me later. You'll come over and you'll... I'm telling you, I probably spent like 10 minutes on this. Yeah. Is there a Chiv Suda? So what indication can you pull from the Gemara? If be a Rishon, what diuk, what implication, what can you pull from the Mishnah and the Gemara? The Mishnah and the Gemara doesn't say anything. Is there a Chiv Suda? So what do you say? What? Whatever your Adar is, the other one. So we're going to paskin Adar Sheni, obviously. Like this year, we're not leaving the Gila on Tuesday. So let's say, according to that opinion, is there a Chiv Suda?
Well, the Mishnah says
everything's the same except for... Good. Any other indications? Someone give me a svar the other way. Why there should be a Chiv Suda?
There should be.
Why?
Because
the only thing is Mikra Megillah. So there should be. Very good. Good. So why shouldn't there be?
Suda's totally on the Gila, whatever.
Because you don't.
Let's see. So start with the Ran. The Ran in source 5. Nearly the Hainu time of Dulo Amar Nami Suda's Purim. Why doesn't the Gemara bring up Suda's Purim? Doesn't say anything. Mishum de Maskina Big Gemara. The Gemara concludes, Dilin Hespit of Atayna Zebazesh Shavin. What does that mean, Zebazesh Shavin? Are you allowed to fast on Adar Rishon?
No.
Why can't you fast? Why can't you fast?
Because you have to eat.
So the Gemara doesn't bring up Suda because it's included in the Isser to fast. The point why there's an Isser to fast is because you have to eat.
And
Hespit? Says the Ran. The Gemara itself says that Simcha Malamid Shasur Behespid Mishta Malamid Shasur Betainis. The source for the prohibition to fast is because of the word Mishta. So if there is a prohibition to fast, it must be there's a Chi of Mishta. Vahainu Iker Chiyuve the Suda Yisair Damrina Mechayev Nishal Besume Bepuria, and he goes on to say in the last line, V'kar v'adavar gamkin shiroi laharbus besuda v'yudalad Rishon. There is a Chi of Suda, says the Ran. The Gemara doesn't say it because it doesn't have to. It says there's a Isser, a prohibition to fast. The prohibition to fast means there's an obligation to eat. Says the Ran, there's a Chi of Suda this coming Tuesday, Yudalad Adar Rishon. And Tosfos says, well, Russell says, no. It's not true. The Gemara would have said it if it meant it. The Gemara says the only thing you have in Adar Sheni ain't being Adar Aleph, Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, except for Megillah and right Mechalal Dulin Mishtev Asimcha Zev Zeshavim. So says. Sorry, I'm saying this wrong. Right, that would be a reason why. Right, why there would be a suda, and Toso says in the third line, Veloni Hira, it's not correct. The Harim Rina Begemara Halin Hespit of a Tainus Zevazeshavim. The Gemara says that eulogizing and a fast are equal, mechlal the simcha umishta leka, that there's no obligation to have a fast or a party. And he says they're not, he proves that they're not, one is not tied to the other. You could have a prohibition to fast without an obligation to eat. And Tosfos says, since the Gemara only says that regarding hesped and tainus they're equal, they're not equal by Suda, and there's no chiyuv Suda. So that's the Machlokas Tosfos and the Ran. And the Shulchan Aruch weighs in. The Shulchan Aruch brings both positions. If you take a look in source number 8, on the bottom, there are Ma. There's two lines from the bottom in source 8. Yesh Omrim. Shechayev laharbos b'mishta v'simcha b'yedalot shva adar rishon. Says the Ramah, there's an opinion that we have to have a suda. The ein nogim kain, we don't have that minhag. Mikol makom yarbek tzas besuda. You should have a little bit more. Kedei lotzei sudei machmirim. That's a good day to be machmir. Be machmir and have a suda. This is machlokas rishonim. This is machlokas rishonim. Why not be yotzei the shita, that's machmir, and have a suda? And the Mishnah Brura in source 9, on the top of the next page, quotes the tashbeitz, the Yesh Laharbos, Verabenu Yechiel mi Paris, Rogi Laharbos, Ula Hasman Bnei Adam, he would invite people as well. And that's why the Ramah, he goes on to say, concludes Tov Leid Mishnah Tamid, which we'll get to in a little bit. So the Mishnah Brura seems like he's recommending some Laharbos Ksas Pesuda. He quotes this Rabbeinu Yechiel mi Paris, who invited people over to be Yotzei, the Shita of the Ran. The Shita that's Machmir, obligating one to have a Suda. Yes?
The Rishonim that say they need to have a Suda, they say that you're Al Nisim?
All?
Al Nisim.
Oh, no. So Al Nisim is tied to Mikra Megillah. But we'll see in a little bit, the Mishnah Brura points out, he's quoting from Rishonim, that if a person accidentally said Al Nisim on Yudal Adar Rishon, it's not a Hefsek. You don't have to repeat Shemon Esrei. So wow. You see, there's something we're gonna develop that. And the question I still have is, why should this be? If you doubt other Shani's Purim, yeah, and we're reading Megillah, and there's Matanos Lavyonim, so why? What are we doing? Why is there the Chiyuv Suda? Just to strengthen the question, skip for a minute. I'm sorry. Go to the bottom of page 5. We can take a look at the top of page 6, the Shulchan Aruch. There are other halachas. What else is different about Yudal Adar Rishon? Yudal Tazval Adar Rishon, there's no Tachnun. Why is there no Tachnun? It's a happy day. We think it's a happy day when there's no Tachnun. No, there's no Tachnun because it's a happy day. It's a day of Simcha. It's a day of Simcha. Ein Omer Mizmor Yamcha Hashem B'Yom Tzara. We don't say Yamcha Hashem Yom Sara on a day of Simcha. It's not a Yom Sara. Aser behest of Vitainus. So you see that it's more than just a Chi of Suda. There's something about the day that has an element of Simcha. And again, if it's not, you have more than that. The Mishnah Berurah points out, Lekul Yamein Omer Mal Nisim in Surah 16, Kevin and Kormagila, Vimomere Machzirin also. You have a whole Hefsek in Lilir Davening, a whole Al Nisim. You don't have to go back and repeat Shemon Esrei. It's a hefsek. What do you mean? Bimei Haman? It's not. What do you? What? Why should that be? I saw Reb Zilberstein in Chashuk Yechemet has a long discussion. This is good for the Gabayim. You can take a look at it later. Could an Ovel? Oh, Harvey, it's Nogeya practical lacha. Does an Ovel daven for the Omid on Yudal Adar Rishon? It's a yontif. We don't say tachnun. There's no yancha shem yom tzara. There's an iser hesped, an iser tainus, the chi of suda, according to some rishonim. So he has a long discussion here. It depends who you go by. It depends who you go by. Maybe the stipler is asked this question. The stipler says usher. First, the stipler says usher. Ain't being either rishon either sheni el mikra megillah tolas of yonim. But everything else is equal. So it's a day of Simcha. Then he says, maybe it's not so true. Only Simcha Yetzera, but Purim Katan is... You have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi, or look in the Luach, if you're not sure. The Luach knows everything. So you see that there's something There's something special. There's something unique. There's a yontif, so much so that we're cutting out Tachanun. Yanuch Hashem. We're talking about Lamatzeach. Yanuch Hashem Yom Sarah Zechiv Suda according to some Rishonim. And again, why should that be?
Have you seen this?
It's not Purim. It's not Purim. I'm reading the Gila. I'm not wearing a costume. It's not. What is it? It's not Purim. The miracle happened. The miracle didn't happen. So which one is it?
Does anyone say you should wear nice clothing on other Rishon also, like you do for from Purim? Or
not? Interesting. I didn't see anyone said that, but we'll see in a little bit. I think it'll be clear that according to what we're in development, maybe one should. I didn't see anyone who said that explicitly. So what's going on? So turn back to a Chassam Sofer, the bottom of page one. I'm sorry, I was a little out of order. The Chassam Sofer asks our question. The Chassam Sofer says, I don't understand. On the bottom line, we'll start with, in the end of the bottom line. Ubezen is Yashivli my taima visvara less or behesped vitainis. What's the reason to forbid a eulogy and a fast on the 14th and 15th of Adar Rishon? Mi manav shach. Im inosino so purim amish ma inyun lost or behesped vitainis. If it's not purim, so have a eulogy and fast. It's nothing. So what's going on? He asked another question. The Chassam Sofer. He says, "Mismach geula legeula." That's the svar that reigns supreme. That last, right? The reason we lay in Megillah on the second Adar is because we want to connect geula legeula. Says the Chassam Sofer. Not everyone agrees to this. What's more important, hitter mitzvah or zrizin makdimin lemitzos? So the Chassam Sofer assumes zrizin makdimin lemitzos. This is a huge debate. This comes up. It's coming every month. How does it come out every month? Kiddush Levana. The first moment you can do Kiddush Levana is on a Tuesday night. Most people, there are chevra in the shul that goes outside on a Tuesday night and does Kiddush Levana. There are people. I think the Berelach quotes the Gra. We wait till Motzei Shabbos. Why do we wait till Motzei Shabbos? We're dressed nicer. We look good. Hit her mitzvah to do the mitzvah. Go mekabel pnei the shechina wearing Shabbos clothing. So hit her mitzvah is more. It's a big debate. Hit her mitzvah or zrizim makdimim mitzvos. Says the Chassam Sofer, absolutely, zrizim makdimim mitzvos is more important than Trump's hit her mitzvah. So if that's true, asks the Chassam Sofer, so why should mismach gula, which is the reason we're landing at in per Adar Sheni, overrides zrizim makdimim mitzvos or ein ma'avir na'al mitzvot, which was the other svar? So says the Chassam Sofer, a massive chiddush. Says the Chassam Sofer, zecher l'nes. We do a lot of things zecher l'nes. What do we do zecher l'nes? We read Megillah. What else? Eat hamantashen. Shalach manos. Ner Chanukah. Those are all mitzvos to Rabbanan. But says the Chassam Sofer, a huge chiddush. If you take a look in the beginning of the beginning of source 4. He says, "The Purim Chanukah, v'chol yimei Megillas Tainus, all these days, laso zecher l'nes, we have to make a remembering. We have to remember the miracle. We learn it out. Zecher l'nes mimavas l'chayim. We went from death to life. Daraisa. It's a chi of daraisa to commemorate a miracle, to recognize a miracle." Is an obligation that's biblical. It's deraisa. Mikal v'chomer. It's from a kal v'chomer. If we went from avdus l'cheirus, we have a whole holiday. We have all these mitzvos. Pesach, avdus l'cheirus. So mi misa l'chayim lo kol shekein. What's more? What's a greater salvation? Slavery, servitude to freedom, or death to life? So certainly, kal v'chomer to celebrate our life is a greater obligation. So he says, "Mikol makom." In the second line, "Hainu lasso shum zecher l'nes." To fulfill that obligation, what do we have to do? Something, just something. Aval echos v'kamus, the quantity and the quality of that zecher, hahu humi derbanan. That's only rabbinic. How to celebrate the nes? Mikra Megillah, Matanos Lev Yonim, Hadlakos Neros. How often to do that? That is Durabon. Similar to Tefillah, right? Tefillah is a Chiyuv Daraisa. How much to daven? How often to daven? What to daven? That's only Durabon, at least according to the Rambam. So says the Rana, says the Chassam Sofer, Alaso Shum Zecher Ktsas, Ulechol Apachos Le'esro Behesped V'Tainis, Hu Daraisa. To do something, even the smallest bit, to not fast, to forbid fasting in eulogy, that's a kiyum daraisa. What's the kiyum daraisa? Zecher l'neis. And if that's true, says the Chassam Sofer, now I understand. Says the Chassam Sofer, Yud Dalet Adar Rishon, by forbidding a tainus and forbidding a eulogy, what are we being mekayim? We're mekayim a daraisa. That is the deraisa of Zecher l'neis. Okay, then they said, Mikra Megillah, Shalach Manos, the quantity of the Zecher l'neis. So that's derabanan. So that's not emavir and al mitzvah. It's only when you want to establish a yontif in the first place. You want to establish a yontif in the first place. Okay, so then we can talk about zrizim makdim and mitzvah. But the celebration is actually first zrizim makdim and mitzvahs on Yud Dalet. And he goes on. If you take a look, four lines from the bottom. Give me 1 second. V'ach l'fi anocha she'inachnu she'akol pana midaraisa m'chuyavim lasso shum zecher l'chol apachos l'osher v'hesped v'tainis. That which we're doing is a daraisa in kein m'chuyavim lasso miyad ba'adir harishon mishum ein mavirin al mitzvos. So says the Chassam Sofer that Tuesday, this Tuesday, is the real kiyum daraisa of zecher l'neis Purim. How are we mekayim that? So there's an iser hesped. There's an Isser Tainus. That Isser Tainus might or might not bring about a Chiyuv Suda, but that Chiyuv Suda is not just like, oh, because Yudalit is like Yudalit, so since I'm doing a Suda on Yudalit Adar Sheni, doing Adar Rishon. No, says the Chassam Sofer, that is the Kiyum Daraisa of the Zecher L'Neis of Purim. But once you want to know the Echos, the Kamos, quality, quantity, so pick the best day, and the best day for that is Mismah Gula Lagula. Now,
that's really nice.
Yeah.
It's a little funny because Nisan, the whole month, we don't do a hesped. So if he's saying that this is more chashuv than
the Gemara asks, "Dai love him in a din," you're saying.
So
I think he's pulling from that Kal Vachomer that the obligation to have a zecher to anis.
If he's using hesped as an example.
So you're saying why? Okay, so I don't know why Nisan the whole month. I don't know. I never looked into that. Why the whole month of Nisan? Those prohibitions begin because it's not just because right. It's not because of the Zecher L'Neis of Pesach. There are other reasons. Right. Okay, so there are other reasons for the only reason not to say Tachna is not only because of a Simcha. There's a plethora of
right.
So there might be other reasons that right,
story.
Right. Okay, I hear now. That still begs the question though: what zecher l'neis is there? An Adar Rishon? Was it Purim? What was Adar Rishon? What happened? What? Why? You're right. It's Adar. So the first Ad. So I saw something unbelievable. There's a tshuva called the Chassan Sofer, and yes, you guessed it. He's related to the Chassam Sofer. It's his grandson, Rav Shmuel Ehrenfeld, married. No, his father was a Chassam Sofer's son-in-law. And like the family kept with the Sofer name, right? The Chassam Sofer's son is a Ksav Sofer, and his grandson is the Chassan Sofer. What are you?
No relation.
No relation. Okay, Ari Sofer. You added the fish. So the Chassan Sofer gives three reasons why to have a Suda on Yud Dalet Adar. And I want to go out of order from, to me, least compelling to most compelling. And when we see the most compelling, the Chassam Sofer and this Tuesday will shine. We're gonna jump to have a Suda. Maybe we should make one. And we'll see that maybe it shouldn't be called Purim Katan really. Let's start with reason number two. Reason number two. Okay? Moshe Rabbeinu was born. Zayin Adar. Moshe Rabbeinu died. Zayin Adar. Anyone know that year? Was it a leap year or not a leap year? So where are Shas Yidden?
It should be non-Yidden. Okay. Otherwise, we wouldn't do it every year.
The Gemara in Sota says that Moshe Rabbeinu was born on a Shana Mu'baris. That's what the Gemara in Sota says. What exactly does that mean? There was no Ibra Chodesh, there was no Beis Din. I don't know. That's what the Gemara says. Okay. Haman was ecstatic when he got to Adar. Why? Why was Haman happy when he got to Adar? Because it was the month Moshe died. It's a bad month for Jewish people. The Gemara says that Moshe, he made a mistake. Because even though Moshe Rabbeinu died in that month, Moshe Rabbeinu also... So it's Moshe Rabbeinu's birth, which really brought the Hatzalah of Klal Yisrael. Sounds like Gemara. Haman was wrong. Even though the Jewish people maybe should have been destroyed, we did something wrong to deserve Misa, but his mistake was that the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be a Hatzalah, Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. If Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar, so when was Moshe Rabbeinu's bris? Yudalad Adar. So we have a great celebration of the bris of Moshe Rabbeinu on Yudalad Adar Rishon. We know the Indian of Sulis Prasmila is a very big deal. I gave a share this after Rosh Kamini one week. We don't invite because if someone doesn't go to a Sulis Prasmila, they're invited. They're Nidu Lashamayim, Yischerim. A Sulis Prasmila is so big. I once heard that Rav Dan Segel, one of the big Mashkichim in Eretz Yisrael, said if people would know how Chashav a Sulis Prasmila was, they would eat the plates. That's what he says. I tried getting for one of my kids' brisim, like the edible bowls, because of this. So some reason, I don't know why, because of this, we have a suda every year because Moshe Rabbeinu's bris. I guess Moshe Rabbeinu's bris brought about, his birth brought about the Yeshua, and the birth can only be really relevant if Yeshua has a bris. Not so compelling to me. I'm not arguing with the Chassan Sofer, but that's what he says, agree inside.
Well,
Gemara says you know it mahu, but there's a machlokis if you know it mahu whether you need to tough us down bris or not. Okay, so we're gonna. He was hidden, but someone gave him a bris. There are plenty of people. You read all these stories in Russia and people in the Holocaust who hid and got bris meal. Okay, this is kasha on my side. I don't know. The next reason, which is also to me not super compelling but very interesting, on the year of Purim. The Gemara says that Mordechai and Esther wanted to make a Yom Tov, but the Beis Din, Anshei Knesset Gadol, didn't make it a Yom Tov. Right? There's no Isser Malacha on Purim. Why not? They didn't make it a Yom Tov. Okay? Why they want to make a Yom Tov? Says the Chassan Sofer, we know that on Purim, what else do the Jews do?
The
Mekabel Torah Baba. Right? Kafalim Har Kegigis at Har Sinai. So we always had an excuse. God, you're mad at me. I never took it willingly. And they re-accepted the Torah with Ava on Purim. Kimu v'kiblu. Kimu masha kiblu kvar. Okay? No. Kiblu masha kiblu kvar. Good. They wanted to make a yontif to celebrate the Kabbalah Satorah. You're right, we were saved. But we have a Torah. So let's make a yontif, a second yontif, have a chi of yontif to celebrate. Chazal said at the time, no. Because what's going to happen? If you make a yontif for the celebration of Kabbalah Satorah, that's going to drown out the salvation. People are going to be focused on the Shavuos, right? On the learning, on the yontif of Kabbalah Satorah, that they're not going to have a proper suda for the Hatzalah. But now there's two Adars.
Right.
So you get both. So Yudal Adar Rishon is a celebration for the Kabbalah Satorah. And Yudal Adar Sheni is a celebration for the Hatzalah. So Yudal Adar Rishon, the Simcha, according to this, the Simcha is that we were Mekabel Torah. Okay, was that really have to do with Purim? It's not. It happens to be beautiful. You think of that Tuesday, learn a little extra on Tuesday to Mekabel Torah Baba. But then, this is unbelievable. His first reason is absolutely incredible. The Maharal on the Megillah, I didn't put it in the source sheet, I apologize. The Maharal says, and he has an inference in the Pasuk, that the year of Megillas Esther had two Adars. Sorry, Michi. How does he know? Here's a kasha. All the Rishonim are bothered by this kasha. Perek Tes, Pasuk Chaf, tucked away all the way at the end. When at night you're like, okay, I could almost eat. And in the morning you're just trying to stay awake. The Yichtov Mordechai has a Dvar Ma'ila. Mordechai wrote these words, this story, this Megillah, Vayishlach svarim l'kol Yehudim asher b'chol medinas hamelach achashver shakrov marakom l'kayim aleihem yus osim to make Purim the 14th and 15th. That's pasuk chaf of Perek Tes. Pasuk chaf Tes. Vatichtov Esther Hamalka bas Avichayel Mordechai Yehudi es kol tokef l'kayim esigaris haPurim azoshenus. So what she also wrote. So what did she write different than Mordechai? Nine psukim earlier, Vatichtov Mordechai, it's a Dvar Meila. Vatichtov Esther Amalka, Esaigaris HaPurim Azos HaShenis. So what's two? So different explanations. The Perush, the Megillas Starim, on the bottom says that Mordechai wrote that there should be a Yom Tov, and Esther wrote that you should make it into a Megillah. Make a Megillah. Write a Megillah and have a Chiyuv to read a Megillah. Rashi says it was for the next year. Maybe Mordechai's decree, Mordechai's letter was to have a celebration on this year. But who says every single year we should have a continuous celebration? So that was his. But says the Maharal, third line, the cost of a Maharal, we prag, ki ba'os ha'shana ha'ya ha'maiseh v'haneis ba'adar rishon, v'asu bo yom tov. And they made a yontif. And then what happened? That year, could you believe the luck they had? That year, after celebrating Purim, they had a leap year. Okay? The Shalchim Mordechai v'Esther, Sheyasu gam ba'adar sheni pam hashenis. Have another Purim. It's still Adar. That's what the Pasuk says by Esther. Esigaris ha-Purim azos hashenis. Ulafi dvar ma'ila miyad b'shan harishona Nasa Purim by the Rishon. So the first celebration of Purim was Adar Rishon. The very first Purim was Adar Rishon. Al Kain, Nishar Kain, Lasos, Bechol, Shnas, Ibur, Al Kol Panim, Zecher, Lenes, Adar Rishon. Unbelievable. When they wanted to establish when the real Purim should be, Adar Sheni, Misma Gula, Lagula, Adif, it's better, hit her mitzvah to connect the Gula of Purim and the Gula of Mitzrayim. Strip it all together. What a greater, longer celebration. But the real celebration of Purim on year number one was actually Adar Rishon. It was a Zecher for that. Whenever there's two Adars, have a Zecher L'Nes and Adar Rishon. I don't know if this is what the Chassam Sofer meant, but it works very well, beautifully with the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer is saying that the Zecher L'Nes is an Adar Rishon. That's the key of the Raisa. Why? Because that was the real Purim. The real Nes of Purim. The miracle that we read about, that we know about, that we celebrate, really happened on Yud Dalet Adar Rishon. So it's a technicality why we keep Adar Sheni. Not a technicality, but Mismach Gula Gula, Hiddur Mitzvah, keeping Adar Sheni. But the real Nes happened Adar Rishon. And if that's true, what comes out is that this coming Tuesday, that's the real Purim. The real Zechel Nes, the Kiyum Doraisa according to Chassam Sofer, Kiyum Doraisa according to Chassam Sofer, based on this Maharal, it's really a real Kiyum Nes. It's when it happened, is really on your doubt, and then it makes sense. There's no, you can't, Mizmor, L'David, Yanch Hashem B'Yom Tzara, you're going to say, Yanch, the greatest miracle of all time, the miracle of Esther, Haman Mordechai, that was on this Tuesday. How are you going to say, Yanch Hashem B'Yom Tzara, you're going to say, Tachanun? You can say Tachanun on a day of the greatest salvation? Unbelievable. That is the key, and so much so that the Ran says have a chi of Suda, which is brought in Shulchan Aruch, and the Rabbi Chiel mi Paris, the Mishnah Berurah says, when you invite people and they have a whole thing. And you asked about so for some reason Alan Isim is tied to Mikra Megillah. Why? I'm not sure. I have to think about that more. Also technicality. It's for some reason it's tied to Mikra Megillah. But if you say it, it's not so bad. You shouldn't say it. But if you say it, it's not mafsik. Normally, we're not mafsik in the middle of Shulchan Esrei. If you say Yal V'Yavo tomorrow, you have to repeat Shulchan Esrei. It's a hefsik. Yal V'Yavo, Yom Rosh. You're saying, Al Nisim HaPurim, Al Chuas, Al Shad Shilom, Bayamim Mehem Basman Azeh. It's not Purim. No. It is partially Purim. You asked about clothing. I saw in the Sefer Nitei Gavriel in source 18, the bottom of source 6. B'Purim Katan, Yesh Gam Kein Mailas V'Kedushas Hayom Shal Purim. All the sanctity, the power, the intensity of Purim is found on Purim Katan. So we know Chazal say it's a day of davening, just like Kol Poshet Yad Nosnim, anyone who sticks their hand out for tzedakah, we give. God gives us when we ask for things on Purim. All those, all the Divrei Torah that everyone says about Purim, you could have Simcha for the whole year is determined on Purim. That's also present on Purim Katan. They quote the Kloisenberger Rebbe, who says the same thing. The whole idea that Purim is Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim Purim. That's an Adar Rishon also. And at the top of the next page, and this goes to what Michi said, the Rebbe mean Nadvorna, the Nadvorna Rebbe, who was from Nadvorna. So he said people came to him on Yudal Adar Rishon, and they saw a lot of candles lit, and there was a chiddush. I'm like, what's going on? And he says, why are you surprised? Today's Purim Katan, Hayom Yom Gadol. It's a tremendous day. It's a day of Kedusha, a day of Gedula, and that goes very well with what we're saying. According to the Chassam Sofer, with the Maharal, this the real Zecher Neis, the Kiyum Daraisa, and practically is this coming Tuesday. Okay, we have there's more. We'll say this maybe for the next Shana Mubaris, the rest of the sources. But just to review, so it could be like the Chassan Sofer, that's a celebration of our Kabbalah Satorah, which itself is very chashuv. This idea of the Bris Milah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Or no, that the first year, the miracle happened on Yudal Adar Rishon, was Nisabra Shana. They decided to keep Adar Sheni, but they kept a remnant of that Nes by having some Zecher, which the Chassan Sofer says is the Zecher, the Kiyam De'oraisa of... the Kavah Chomer, Avos L'Cheiros, Mavos L'Chaim, Kol Shekein, and that's the Kiyum. Toso says you have to have a Suda, though. That Zecher doesn't go so far to have a Suda, and he has his inference from the Mishnah, and the Ran says no. If there's an Isser to fast, that emanates from an obligation to eat, so much so there'll be an obligation for a Suda. Two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, no Tachanun, and no Lamasech, Yan Hashem, B'Yom Tzark, it's a day of Simcha. So basically, from last Thursday Night Live, we obligated 18 more sudas a year, and now we have a 19th, at least on some years. So we should have a tish. We should get together. Everyone should have a wonderful evening. Without my 2 minutes, please. They sent a lot of food. Take home for your wives, your children, yourself, please.